Okay, so this particular element that we're talking about now is a cultural element, which is the most welcoming of all welcoming elements, because this Ring One experience is about welcoming, and this is literally called the welcoming custom or the greeting custom. So if you think about modern times, I grew up in a place where a greeting custom was don't say anything. Even if someone says hello to you, you can grunt and kind of give a quick nod, or not do anything if you choose, and that's okay too, right? So that was New Jersey, and that's, you know, kind of the greeting style. And hey, what's up? You know, or how you doing? And how you doing, basically, you never actually answer that question. That's not the point. And if you actually answer someone when they say how you doing, they're going to just look at you like there's something really wrong with you. So some of you might know that greeting custom, which is the non-greeting. But I will say that a greeting custom is such an important piece. You know, when I'm with the San people, they're going to take a long time greeting you. So if I see them in the morning, they want every single person in their group to hold hands with and shake hands with every single person in the group that I'm with. And the way they do it in the community that I'm visiting, some Bushmen will put a hand under an elbow. These guys put a hand right about in the crux of the elbow, and they take your hand so gently in their hand. You know that whole thing about a firm handshake? They don't have a firm handshake. They hold you and meet you in the way that you want to meet them. So you actually feel them listening to your grip with their grip. You know, they're very conscious of what their hand is doing in your hand. And they hold it, and then they look at you, and they smile with their eyes, and they smile with their face, and they talk to you for a while in their language, and you don't understand anything they're saying. And they actually expect that you're going to do the same in return. So you just speak to them in your language, and you're essentially, the kinds of things that they're saying to you are, it's really good to see you. It's been a long time since we've seen you. We're really happy you've come. We're really happy that you brought your friends. We've missed you terribly. They often gesture to the sky, talking about the sound of airplanes flying over. And every time they hear an airplane, they think it's us and that they're really hoping that it's us, but it isn't. Then we're really sad. But so we're really thankful you've come. And they'll hold you and do this for a little while. So it might take 2 or 3 minutes per Bushman to get through this. And if there's 35 of them, this goes on for a while. You know, I'm serious, you know, and this is what we do before we get started. And then once that's done, then they want to sit in a circle with us. And then they want to hear from each person now in a circle. What's your name? Where are you from? You know, tell us something about your journey or your story. And then we all go around. And then every Bushman does the same thing. So we intermingle and we do this thing. So now we've spent essentially 2 hours greeting each other on the first morning when we see them. 2 hours. And then that's all that we have time for. And then we're really tired from that. And then everyone goes and has lunch, and then it gets really hot, and then everyone takes a nap because it's too hot to do anything. And we get back together around 4:30 in the afternoon, you know, having not seen each other for a full, you know, 3 hours. They have to greet you all over again. The only thing that's not going to happen now, they're not going to do that thing where we have to sit and tell a story to each other. So, you know, that's going to save a good hour now. But we are going to spend another 25, 35, 45 minutes greeting each other again as if we're just seeing each other for the first time. And the more I get to know them, the more I realize that whenever they come together as a group, they spend a lot of time greeting each other. And they make sure that every person has been properly welcomed and greeted by every person. And the little children who are really too young and too shy to be involved, you know, they're waiting their turn, they're waiting their turn. And when you come by, they're kind of like turning away from you, but they're looking at you out of the corner of their eye. And then you might get one of these. You know, and they'll reach up and they'll touch your hand for a second, and then they'll go, pull the hand back down. But even the young ones are doing it, you know. So the little ones, they don't expect them to. But there's a certain point at which a child starts to realize, wow, I should be part of this. And then they don't actually kind of force them to do it. So greeting customs are really important. And you know, we think about, well, modern times, we don't really have time for greeting customs. You know, we got agendas, we got work to do, we got projects to complete. So in modern times, we sort of dispense with the greeting thing all together. And in so doing, we unconsciously shock each other into a sense of non-safety. So we're actually working against ourselves. And I was working with a McKinsey consultant for a number of years who was helping us with our strategic development plan, Peter Schlenska, and he basically was critical of the fact that we took so long at our meetings to do this thing that we did, you know. And he would say, wait a minute. He said, if your meeting is going to start at 9:30, don't tell me it starts at 9, because I get here at 10 minutes to 9 so that I can be here on time for the meeting to start promptly at 9. And I said, but you told us we're supposed to use our model to run our business. And he said, yes, I did say that. That's what you're supposed to do. And I said, well, that's what we're doing. Oh, nonsense. You're just disorganized. And I said, no, we're not disorganized. You know, he says, well, I waited for 45 minutes for this meeting to start today. Right? So I'm going to come next time 45 minutes later than you tell me if that's what's going to happen here. I said, but hold on. You told me we have to use our model to run our business if we're going to teach it in the world. He said, yes. I said, well, greeting customs is part of our model. And we learned about greeting customs, not just from the San people, but from a lot of different cultures and the common elements of a greeting custom. You want to know what they are? Because this is what it's about. The first thing you do is you have a period of visiting. So people show up at the appointed place, roughly at the appointed time, and they visit with each other for a while. They talk to each other in the parking lot. There's always a snack table, a place to get, you know, water, people welcoming you, showing you around, doing stuff, and then people just drop in and have little conversations, and that can go on for a while. And I said, and we know, we were told by the elders we worked with the Tree of Peace Society, the Haudenosaunee people, Jake Swamp and his wife Judy, well, that visiting is really important. They call that phase wiping off the road dust. Okay, because you basically need to talk about how stressful it was to get here or what you had to go through in order to arrive or the problem, there's nobody room in the parking lot and oh my God, you know, when I left to do this and that, you know, and people have the instinct to do that. Do you notice that? People have the instinct to tell the story of the road. And actually that's an important thing for us to recognize. Let people do that. Let it come out because it's a form of processing that allows them to be present enough to actually begin connecting. So wiping off the road dust is that first part. And then the second part is when, you know, the people come in, they're shown where they can relieve themselves and get their needs met. That's another level of safety because if no one sort of shows you where the door is to enter the place or there's no one kind of, there's no signs telling you stuff and you find yourself walking around and looking for things and opening doors. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong door. It's kind of awkward, right? It doesn't build safety. So think about what does build safety. You know, it's like when there's parking lot people who are like, hey, park right here. You know, this is where we're all parking. And where'd you come from? And hey, good to see you. You know, they're sort of moving the greeting custom along, right? Then they're saying, hey, just go up there. You see where that red sign is? When you get that sign, just turn to the right and you'll see the door. That's where everybody is. Just go right in. You know, doesn't that help you?
Yeah.
You know, this is called the art of hosting, right? Or hospitality. It, you know, you learn that if you go to school for hospitality, but it's not that common that people actually think that this matters. And it happens for weddings or it happens for special events, but really we're neurologically hardwired for it to happen multiple times a day, no matter what the transition is. Our body wants it, right? So the next thing that happens is you get together in that group. There's a felt sense, and somebody who's paying attention to, you know, the social structures that are present knows when it's time to actually start. And a formal beginning of the actual start might be 45 minutes later, might be 35 minutes later. It depends on people's needs, ultimately. You can't say, start it at 9:20, because what if people aren't feeling ready to connect at 9:20? You know, it's really the job of the greeters to make sure it gets to that place where it settles to a certain feeling, at which point it begins. And it always begins with some kind of greeting custom that fits into that slot. With the Haudenosaunee, you know, what we learned, what they call the words before all else, is the Thanksgiving words. So at the beginning of our gathering, the words are shared in a formal way and everything is acknowledged. And that's how they start. The same thing is true in most cultures. There's some kind of formal acknowledgement and gratitude thing that happens in the beginning. And then everyone feels seen, feels safe. They're like, okay, I'm here, I'm ready. So finally, Peter realized 6 months into working with us, he congratulated us because he said that it took us a while to get going. And he now realizes that the time we take, if it's a half hour, if it's 45 minutes, to get settled and to really get connected before we start, actually empowers the creativity of our team at a very high level. And he said that we compared to some of the highest management teams that he'd worked with globally in the way that we got things done, because we all felt safe, because we all felt heard, we all opened up and became our best. Right, so this stuff is not even at odds with modern needs. It actually really helps us, you know. And yeah, we only have 30 minutes to be with a group of people, then you have to compress the greeting custom a little bit in modern times. There are ways to compromise this, right? I only got 30 minutes with this team, but I am going to take 5 minutes to greet in gratitude, because that 5 minutes is well spent. When I first started looking at cultural elements, I was really wondering, you know, what is the value of this cultural element thing? Because if really what I'm trying to do is connect people to nature, then why the greeting custom, you know? But the thing that I couldn't ignore was that the Bushmen were doing this greeting custom thing. All the people that I saw on my top 10 list of who was most connected, they all practiced elaborate greeting customs. So I went to this high school, Christian Brothers Academy, which was my first project. And I was working with these high school sophomores in an after-school program. And Ingwe and I had spoken about it, and he was the co-founder of this project back in 1983. And I said, Ingwe, this greeting custom thing, we need to build it into the after-school program at Christian Brothers. And he said, yep. He said, the Akamba had a great greeting custom. You know, the Bushmen had a great greeting custom. I think that's a good idea. So we looked at the elements of a greeting custom that I just shared with you. And I just presented them to these high school sophomores. And I said, can you guys come up with a greeting custom that takes about 5 minutes that we'll do every Tuesday when we meet, first thing when we gather? And it has to achieve these things. You know, it has to make you feel present. It has to make you feel safe. It has to make you feel grateful. What do you want to do with that? And then we'll go into whatever we're going to do for the day in this after-school program, which was a wilderness awareness school program. Well, they came up with these elements. They said, well, what we should do is sit in a circle, so, you know, because they've been in classrooms all day, so they don't like the hierarchy and the feeling of the teacher-student thing. They wanted that not to be there. Even if I was coming to teach, they wanted me to be in the circle with them so that we were all equal. They wanted basically everyone to take turns saying hello, something they were grateful for from the day, something they really enjoyed from their day, and maybe something that was really challenging for them for the day. And that they all agreed that they would really be present to hear each other's stories. So they wouldn't be thinking about what they were going to say while that person ahead of them was talking. They would try to be as present as possible. Okay, so at first, I didn't understand why this would benefit the nature connection journey for them, but a few months into it one day, I was sitting, listening to the greeting custom happening, and I had my eyes closed and my head down, and it got to be Ken's turn. He was 15 years old. He was number one in his class, and he said, he didn't talk for a minute. Like, so I was listening to voices, one right after the other. It got to Ken, and Ken didn't say anything. And there was this pause. And before I looked up and opened my eyes to see what was happening, tears started flowing from my eyes. But I didn't hear anything from him yet. But when I opened my eyes and looked at him, don't you know, his eyes are all red and there's tears coming down his cheeks. And I'm looking around the circle, and several boys, this is a sophomore, all-boys Catholic high school, super competitive in sports. This is New Jersey. This is not an open, warm, touchy-feeling community, okay? This is a very, you gotta suck it up and show you're a man kind of place, okay? But there's several young men that have tears coming down their cheeks. Ken hasn't even spoken yet. I just want you to note that. For starters. Then what happens is Ken begins to speak, kind of swallows his tears, and he says, I come from one of the best families, I'm told. I go to one of the best schools in the state and maybe the country. I might be the best student in my class because he was number one, right? And he's talking about all the best things. He says, but you're the only people who see me for who I really am. You're the only ones who let me be me. And I love you all so much. I will forever be dedicated to this work that we're doing here. This is my favorite activity. This is the thing I'm going to give my life to. And today he's an environmental lawyer, by the way. And he's in his 40s and he's very successful. And then I got it. Because that boy was so connected to this group of kids, so connected to the experience that he gave himself fully to it. Is there anything that you wouldn't accomplish at a much higher level if you gave yourself fully to it? Right? He was literally in love with the experience, and that was the result of the greeting custom. You know, nowhere else in his day did anyone greet him. No one else in his day gave him the space to say what was on his heart. And it was only through repetition, week after week, for 5-10 minutes to take the time to do this greeting custom, did he even tap into that part of himself to even be able to express it. But I also want to point out something to you, and that is that the tears were flowing before the words came out, and they weren't because of what we heard him say. There was a field in the room that was energetic that you would have to say is related to the connection thing, right? Because connection modeling follows its own rules. It follows rules of connection, not rules of cognition or rules of philosophy or ideology. Connection has a field. It's an electrical field in the room. And the greeting custom is a way to mark the beginning of a container based on that. Okay. Greeting customs can be used in modern times in any setting, even if you have limited time. And I encourage you to work on that and see how you can improve that in your life, in your everyday life. That's good. Thank you.